Hello. We're conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. Now, to begin, when thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
So may I ask you before I get started, how long is the survey?
This is around 10 minutes or less, depending on your answers.
Ooh. Okay, I need it to be less because, yeah, I need to it to be less. So, is your question pertaining to leadership?
It is a variety for a variety of topics, including the upcoming elections as well.
Right. So when you say headed in the right direction, like I'm not dissatisfied with the leadership. So I guess I'm not dissatisfied with the leadership. So let me say that.
Okay. So the options that we have are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed.
Okay, so somewhat satisfied. Okay.
Thank you.
And we're going to go back. Okay.
Thank you. Now, when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these following issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means that it is a very important issue to you. First, we have reproductive freedom.
Zero.
Student loan debt.
10.
K-12 education.
10.
Then we have immigration.
0.
Crime and violence.
10.
Jobs and wages.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
Democracy.
10.
Abortion rights.
0.
Inflation and the cost of living.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Healthcare.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
10.
And climate change.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means that you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. And for classification purposes, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Okay, so I'm sorry to laugh. What's the difference between black and African American?
It's in the same section, but some people might refer to it as black or African-American.
Okay, that section, yes.
Thank you. Now, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I am what the Lord created me to be, a female.
Thank you very much. And what is the year of your birth?
Ooh, I don't tell that. My mama say, anybody to tell an age or tell anything.
This is just for classification purposes as well.
Okay. So?
Just the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So that has to be? You have to answer that?
Yes. I'm afraid so.
Yeah, unfortunate. 56.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
A BA.
Thank you. Now, it don't matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you. And how much power do you feel that the Black community has to make change on issues that matter to most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the Black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
10.
Thank you. Now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale of from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable. Yes?
I'm so sorry. I didn't understand the question. Say it one more time, please.
Yes. Please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Well, first, we have Joe Biden.
10.
Kamala Harris.
10.
Donald Trump.
5.
Then we have Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
5.
The Republican Party.
5.
And the Democratic Party.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided, or do not plan to vote?
Kamala.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, other, or did not vote for president?
Biden.
Thank you. And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Better.
Thank you. And thinking about your network of friends and associates, would you say that everyone votes, most of them vote, it's about half and half, most of them don't vote, or none of them vote?
Most vote.
Thank you. And before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Now, below we
Yay!
Have a list of people. Yes. Below, we have a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, 5 means that you are not sure, and 0 means that you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number between 0 and 10. First, we have Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
5. 5 was you don't know or don't. I don't really know.
5. Yes, yeah, 0 means certainly did not prevent progress, 5 is not sure, and 10 certainly prevented progress.
So let's just say 5.
Thank you. Then we have white supremacists.
Zero.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
0.
President Biden.
Prevented me from progressing?
Zero means that certainly did not prevent progress. 5 means not sure, and 10 means certainly prevented progress.
Oh God, shoot. Oh, it's starting to get at the end of the day. I'm not sure I answered those other questions correctly.
Do you want to go over them again?
The last 3.
Okay, thank you. First, we had Republicans in the Georgia General Assembly.
0 one more time, please.
Yes. 0 means certainly did not prevent progress. 5 means not sure. 10 means certainly prevented progress. Any number between 0 and 10.
So 5 for that one. And then what's the next question?
Okay. Thank you. Then we have white supremacists.
5.
Thank you. Then we have Donald Trump.
5.
President Biden.
Did not prevent. 0. I don't know.
Thank you. Yes, 0 means certainly did not prevent progress. Was that correct?
Yes, 0.
Okay, thank you.
That's
then
correct.
We had Governor Kemp.
5.
Republicans in the U.S. Congress.
I'm going to say 10.
Thank you. And Supreme Court.
10.
Thank you very much. Now, as we wrap up the survey, below we have a list of policies and statements that have obstructed progress in Black communities. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that addressing or overcoming these obstacles would motivate you or people in your network to vote. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that that it would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 means that you are not sure, and 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote. You may choose any number from 0 to 10, I'm sorry. First, we have the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers.
I'm not sure what you're saying.
Do you need it again?
Yeah, read the question again.
Thank you. The statement was, the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act protects pregnant workers. Attorney General Chris Carr sued to block it in Georgia, hindering accommodations for pregnant, new mothers, and recovering workers. Now, what we want to know is...
Yeah. 10.
Okay, thank you. Then we have 14 years after the Affordable Care Act of 2010 provided 90% funding for states to expand Medicaid, nearly 500,000 low-income adults in Georgia remain uninsured. Governor Brian Kemp's decision to not expand Medicaid means that 120,000 Black individuals in Georgia still lack access to health coverage.
10.
Thank you. Then we have the 2019 Foster Youth to Independence Program offers 3 to 5 years of housing aid for those aging out of foster care. Georgia can request 500 vouchers, but has only requested 8. More action is needed as Black youth 18 to 24 are disproportionately affected by homelessness.
10.
Thank you. Then we have the 2021 Infrastructure Jobs Act supports the Affordable Connectivity Program, saving low-income and rural families up to $30 a month on internet bills. Over 720,000 Georgia households benefit, saving $21.8 million monthly.
Okay, and I would say 10, but I'm getting to the end. I'm not going to be able to hold on any longer. I got to go.
We just have one more for this section, and then we can go ahead and check if you have a time another day or later, so we can remove your number from this survey.
Okay, now, well, one more question, and then I have to hang up.
Thank you. Now, we've made strides toward building Black power together. While there is still significant work ahead, it is crucial to recognize and challenge the forces obstructing our advancement. By standing united and maintaining patience with each other, we can effectively confront these obstacles to continue our journey toward future progress.
So what is the question?
Yes. Zero means that this statement would not motivate you to vote at all. 5 means not sure. And 10 means it would strongly motivate you to vote.
Yeah, it would strongly motivate me to vote.
And on a scale from 0 to 10?
Yeah, 10.
Thank you very much. And thank you for your responses so far, because right now we have some questions again, but I don't know if there is another time that we can call you.
I got it.
Yes.
I don't know. Maybe Sunday, maybe Monday. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for your time.
You.
We'll try again then. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.